Today, documentary films are experiencing a major renaissance, and for good reason. But why are audiences increasingly choosing fact over fiction?
Is it a dearth of realism, like endless comic book sequels and end-of-the-world action movies? Are viewers choosing authentic storytelling over spectacular visuals and far-fetched plots?
Or maybe it's because docs f***ing rule. Hi, I'm Parker Romaine.
And I'm George Chen.
And we host SupDoc.
We didn't go to film school. We're just two comedians that dork out on docs.
And since 2015, we've been recapping amazing documentaries with comedians, actors, and filmmakers like legendary comedians Dana Gould and Todd Glass.
Musicians like Yacht and Dan Deacon.
And even media stars like Jesse Thorne and Francesca Fiorentini.
The AV Club called us enlightening, and Boing Boing said, SupDoc is a great idea for a podcast.
So find us wherever you get your podcasts or join us at supdocpodcast.com.
And follow us on social media at SupDoc Podcast.
And welcome to the Escapist Comics Podcast. I'm Jessica Balboni.
And I'm Jesse Hitt.
Today is Saturday, January 26th.
January 26th.
Yeah,
2019?
Yeah, it's 2019.
Still? Okay.
Yeah, still. We're
it's
still
not
in that.
2020 yet?
Not yet. People are already talking about it, though.
Yeah. Like well, the election stuff. All the.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, people are announcing who's going to run or, you know, announcing their candidacy for the 2020 election.
Yeah, you're real excited about that, right?
Yeah, it's tight, dude. Yeah. Bernie's going to run again. That'll be cool.
Is he really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he announced. Well, he's about to. There.
He's about
speculation
to.
That he's going to officially announce that he's going to run for president. Tulsi Gabbard's in there.
Kamala Harris. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's so like your favorite.
Yeah, just have slaves again. That'll be cool. I think that's her platform is that we're going to have slaves again.
I don't think that's right.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, people who were wrongfully imprisoned for drug crimes who are now forced to work for free.
Okay,
so
got
pretty
it.
Much the same.
Yeah, it's the same thing, yeah. I don't think Bernie Sanders is going to make it to 2020.
Yeah, he's only 77, I think.
It's pretty 76. Old.
Donald Trump's 75 or 76. Nancy Pelosi's 78.
Yeah, but he lives on Cheeto blood, so.
Yeah, but he's still alive. I mean, he's never exercised in his entire life.
No, there's a hamster running his heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Cheetos. Cheetos and hamsters. It's a wheel spinning with a hamster. Okay, I'm going to stop that right
motivate
now.
The hamster.
Yeah. They just put it in front of the hamster, the Cheeto.
Yeah.
To get it. I don't know where I'm going with that. All right. It sounded good at the time in my head. Is also filled with Cheetos. I don't know. It's been a long week, guys.
Yeah, it really has.
Luckily, there was good comics that came out this week. We actually read some comics on
last
week.
Yeah, I read a bunch of number ones, some Marvel stuff this week.
Yeah, and DC, too.
Yeah, that's
right. And Archie Harr.
Yeah, another entry into the Archie horrorverse, the Dark Archie verse.
Yeah, maybe this one will keep coming out.
Yeah. So now there's the regular wholesome Archie universe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's the sexy Riverdale Archie universe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And maybe Betty and Veronica are in there a little bit too.
I think they like
ones.
Cross into both.
Yeah, and then there's the horror verse with the mm-hmm. Wolfman Jughead,
yeah.
Zombie Archie.
Yeah.
Vampirella, Sabrina. Wait, no,
Vampironica.
Sabrina. And now.
Yeah, now there's the Blossom 666.
Blossom 666, number one.
Yeah.
By Cullen Bunn, right?
By Cullen Bunn and Laura Braga, who I wasn't too familiar with. I think I've seen her do some covers.
Yeah.
But she's really upped her style for this one.
Yeah, the creative team is good. I was not 100% on board with it just because I feel like we maybe don't need another Archie horror book.
Well, I feel like there is a little bit of a hole since the other ones don't come out, like especially like Sabrina doesn't come out anymore.
That's true.
But we do have a show now, so that kind of fills the void a little bit. And then, the one that started it all, the Archie Zombie
Afterlife
with Archie, which was one of the best ones, obviously. That doesn't come out either ever because the writer of both of those just runs Riverdale and Sabrina.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
I guess he's busy. He's busy doing TV stuff and making more money. There's a little bit of an openness for a new series. And this art is hella good.
It really is.
So it kind of looks like Joelle Jones a little bit.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Like a mix of Joelle Jones and, the coloring is kind of like the Vampironica.
Yeah.
A little bit.
The faces have a little bit of a like a Tula Lote look to them.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah, it's a mix of all three of those, I guess. And so, it's about the incestual twins, Blossom twins.
Yeah. I was not familiar with at all, but I guess they're like staples of the Archie.
Cheryl's my favorite.
Oh, Cheryl. Okay, right. Yeah. That's Cheryl.
She's my favorite in Riverdale. Yeah. If I had to pick any of them, they're all terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she's definitely my favorite. And Jason's dead in pretty much every universe.
Oh, he was the guy that got murdered in the first episode of Riverdale,
yes.
Right? Okay.
Yeah. So we don't really see him. And he also is murdered in Afterlife as well.
Okay.
I think Cheryl murders him in that as well.
Wow. There's a lot of death and murder and mayhem in the Archie universe for something that was like a super wholesome kids comic.
Yeah, you know? Even in the other regular Archie comic, the wholesome one.
That's right. He got killed.
I think he's dead in that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just dead everywhere. So he's alive finally in one comic.
Oh, that's good.
Maybe
this takes place. There's no like continuity, right?
No.
Between, they're all kind of their own self-contained
except
thing,
in Sabrina and Afterlife.
Okay, so those take place in the same universe.
Yes, yeah, because Sabrina brings Hot Dog back to life.
That's right, okay.
Yeah. And then there's actually in issue 6 of Afterlife is when we find out that Sabrina is a witch and all of that, and that's how we,
okay.
And then they actually see her getting sacrificed to Cthulhu.
Oh, cool.
And then, like, you see the backstory of her, and then Sabrina starts.
But Jughead the Hunger is not part of that.
No.
Vampironica, not part of that.
No. Nope.
Okay. And Blossom 666, also not part of that.
I don't think it's going to be, because he's alive. But maybe they'll connect it later. Maybe this is like a prequel.
Oh, good point.
Yeah, yeah. I really liked the art in this, but I didn't think the story wasn't as captivating as I thought it could be.
It felt like sort of a standard sort of murder mystery.
Yeah. Well, there's no murder yet, though.
Oh, that's true.
I thought there could be a regular mystery. Yeah, there could be more murder.
Yeah.
There's definitely like a big setup. They're like her parents are in a cult of some sort, a satanic cult. There's a pentagram on the floor. They're doing some kind of ritual. Then there's a pool party.
Oh, of course. There's always got to be a pool party.
Got to be a party. And you can tell that Cheryl and Jason are up to no good of some sort, and they're going to be some kind of like sacrificial ritual later of one of the characters. But then nothing happens.
Yeah,
then you have to wait till the next issue.
Yeah.
I want to see blood.
I felt this like a little bit of a slow first issue, especially because it's like we already know what's going on with this, like these horror Archie comics, and they're almost like a novelty thing. So it's like just get into it, you know. Like we don't need this much build up. These
Slit
are characters.
Some throats.
Yeah, we're dealing with characters that have been around for 70 years. Like, come on, we don't need to get to know them again.
Nah, I'm good. I wanna see some death and horror.
Yeah,
yeah.
Get to it. What kind of thing is this going to be? Are they summoning demons? It seemed like they might be summoning a demon.
Yeah, I feel that's what's happening.
Yeah, it could be, what's this, Sabrina's dad, maybe? They're trying to summon that guy back?
Yeah, yeah. They're definitely using some kind of power in it. Because that's one thing they allude to, is Jason, like, gets his way with a teacher at one point. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's what they're doing, to get their ways. They summon
that's
kind
another
of
thing
demon
there's
power.
There's a lot of teacher-student sex in Archieverse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, like in Riverdale, that happened.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they like doing that.
Yeah. All right.
Gross.
All right, Archie.
Sure. So, yeah, Blossom 666. Oh, yeah, the hat cover sold out, you said, real fast.
Yeah,
right?
We still have a couple copies of the hat cover, I think.
Yeah, and it's like hella money.
It was the rarest cover that sold out super quick, which is cool. It's got a cool skull on it.
Nice. Also this week... my pick of the week actually is Naomi #1.
Yeah, new Bendis comic.
New Bendis and David Walker.
I wasn't familiar with David Walker, but I really liked the art of this.
He did the Iron Fist.
Oh, okay.
The Iron Fist Power Man.
Yeah,
comic.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, he's really good. And also Jamal Campbell did the art in this comic. Mm-hmm. This is part of DC's new Wonder Comics line. So
what is that?
It's kind of like their teen line, I think. Though I was a little confused by it because it says T+ on this somewhere. But I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be like comics for like the new generation.
Okay.
Whatever. So Jamal Campbell does the art in this comic. This is the variant, but it's not good. Get the regular cover. It's way better. And they kind of did this like miracle, or I'm sorry, Mr. Miracle
did, yeah.
thing in the beginning of this.
It was like a bunch of like 9 and 12 panel pages.
Yeah, it was the first thing I noticed when I opened this. I was like, oh no, are they just copying like a Tom King thing? but then you flip to the next page and it's like Superman action.
Yeah, it's kind of like they introduce us to like the small town where nothing ever happens. And then suddenly they get Superman like twice in 2 days.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah. And it's a really kind of cool mystery story. Mm-hmm. That it's very compelling. It's a real good page turner.
Yeah, I was impressed with it because by the end of the first issue, simultaneously I felt like nothing really happened, and I also felt like, oh, I want to see what happens next, though.
Exactly.
Like, I'm interested in this story, even though I have no idea what it's really going to be about.
Yeah.
Other than it's about this one character who lives in this small town where nothing ever happens.
Yeah. Then that's pretty much it. It's this one girl lives in this small town. They say nothing ever happens there, mm-hmm. except Superman has come in. He fights a villain. He leaves. He comes back. He cleans up, because everyone's complaining about how he never comes back and cleans up, mm-hmm. which I thought was funny. And maybe like a little hit at Man of Steel.
Yeah.
Did you think about that? Like, totally. Everyone was bitching at DC about how like male Superman will never come into town and like mm-hmm. destroy Metropolis and then not come back and clean it up. Which is true. He wouldn't. And I felt like maybe Bendis put that little jab in there. Or David Walker. I'm not sure who did. But I thought that was really cute. But yeah, then the girl, she's also an orphan. So she really identifies with Superman. Mm-hmm. And she also feels that like maybe she has something special going on in her background.
Yeah,
she doesn't know.
Yeah.
Like she says, there's actually another character who says that most orphans or adopted kids would like sympathize or feel special or have a connection mm-hmm. with Superman and feel like maybe they have something special going on in their background or hope that they do.
Yeah, maybe you're from a different planet.
Yeah. And she asks like everybody in town, like, has anything ever like this happened before? And everyone's like, no, nothing ever happens here. And it's kind of weird the way they imply it too, like,
Yeah, they're very vehement that nothing interesting ever happens in this town and that they like it that way.
Exactly.
They don't want anything like that to happen in this town.
Yeah, and it almost makes you think like they're hiding something.
Yeah, maybe it's like one of those secret Hydra villages.
Yeah.
But the DC version.
Right. So yeah, definitely it's a really cool kind of story. And there's a little interesting interview, very short, mm-hmm. with Jamal Campbell too in the back, the artist. And he talks about how he like creates the characters and mm-hmm. how he really just wants to develop like their expressions because it's just like regular people living in a regular town mm-hmm. and how you have to make them like really interesting.
Yeah.
And more. And I think he did a really good job at that, too. Definitely pick Naomi number one up.
We get a twist at the end maybe she is some kind of superhuman.
Maybe.
She goes to meet another character and he's like, well, something else weird did happen in this town a long time ago.
Yeah.
On the same day that you were adopted.
Could she be an alien?
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Or maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe it's nothing.
Or maybe she's the reason nothing ever happens in that town.
Ooh,
she has some sort of psychic force field that she generates and stops anything from happening.
That'd be cool.
Stops anything bad from entering the town.
Uh-oh. And maybe Superman just ruined that.
Yeah.
Maybe, or the villain that came in just
ruined it. Oh, yeah. Like, shattered the illusion.
See, there's so many possibilities.
Yeah.
It's a really cool idea.
And it's a first appearance of Naomi.
Yep. So come and get
brand
that.
New character.
Brand new character.
It's cool. This week we have window books at the store. We have, like, five little spaces for books to sort of put on display in the front window. And, mm-hmm. like, I usually pick them out on Wednesday. And this week, like, four of the five, I think, covers were for books with, like, women of color as the main characters.
Oh, that's awesome.
I didn't even do that on purpose. I was just like, hey, these look... Oh, Livewire looks great. Shuri looks great. Naomi looks great. Hey, wait a second.
Oh, my God. That never happens.
Yeah, right?
That's really cool. Definitely come pick up all of those books this week.
Yeah, they're all really good.
Yeah. Also this week we have a new book from Marvel.
Ooh,
another number one.
Yeah, a new assemblage of a new version of an old team.
Mm-hmm. Guardians of the Galaxy number one from Donny Cates and Jeff Shaw.
Yeah, Marvel's golden boy, Donny Cates, writing and bringing in some of his characters, the Cosmic Ghost Riders in there.
Oh, that was his whole plan.
Ooh, yeah, get that wisecracking. Frank Castle, uh-huh, Ghost Rider, Machine Gun Motorcycle Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had some interesting characters, actually, in this team. Moon Dragon?
Yeah, it's a big team,
it's
too.
A
There's
really
a lot of,
big
lot
team.
Of, which kind of makes sense if they have to guard the whole galaxy.
I guess so.
The galaxy's infinite, so you probably need, like, you know, 30 or 40 people.
Where's Rocket Raccoon right now? Is he in another team?
Well, do Yeah, because Groot is with
Groot's with Star Lord.
With Star Lord. And Rocket doesn't currently have his own book, I don't think.
He doesn't have his own book, but I think he's definitely with another team.
Is he someone's sidekick right now? Is there another space thing going on?
I think I saw him in something recently. Oh, is he in Asgardians of the Galaxy?
Oh, you know what? Probably.
Asgardians.
Yeah. Guarding the ass of the galaxy.
Yeah. I wasn't sure about this book, but it was kind of fun.
It did have some, it had some really cool elements to it.
Yeah.
They really emphasize. So this, it starts off with like, so Thanos is dead.
Uh-huh.
He's been beheaded.
Beheaded.
They have his body.
Who was he beheaded by?
I think Gamora got him.
Oh, that's right.
I think
she did.
Went and chopped his head off and got the gauntlet. Mm-hmm. And now she's like kind of reforming the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to form a new Guardians of the Galaxy team to like keep an eye on things and to figure out. It turns out Thanos left like a holographic last message for everybody.
I like that. That was a good twist.
It turns out he implanted his consciousness into somebody else or something else before he died, and now the Guardians have to hunt him down.
Right.
And what's the guy's name? I almost said Peter Thiel, but that's the horrible...
Peter Quill?
Yeah, Peter Quill.
Star-Lord.
Not the terrible billionaire Peter Thiel.
Oh, no.
yeah, Peter Quill. He assembles all these guys, and he's like, hey, I want you to be the new Guardians of the Galaxy. And you look around, you notice that I specifically excluded Avengers because
yes.
I don't want any like goody two shoes superheroes in here because we might have to like kill some people and like blow some stuff up. So
yeah.
That was kind of cool.
Yeah. They kind of like changed how Star-Lord looks in here too. He looks a little more gritty.
They kind of made everybody a little edgier. Like they made Groot kind of spiky.
He's spiky now.
And he says a cuss word.
He does it. So. Yeah. Well, he's still like teenage Groot.
I guess so, yeah.
They're like kind of doing like the movie thing.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that they established that he can say other stuff or that he could learn to
talk regularly. I think like when he reformed himself.
Okay.
They're definitely crossing like movie stuff with like, comic stuff now.
Yeah.
So I guess that's why they're doing
expand his vocabulary a little bit.
I guess so.
He knows the F word now.
He knows the F word. He can say it's gone.
Yeah.
I don't know. Beta Ray Bill's in here, which I'm always keen on.
Yeah, it's quite a team. What, Shadowhawk? Who's that guy?
Yeah.
Darkhawk? What's that guy's name?
Yeah, Darkhawk.
Okay.
Darkhawk? Yeah, Darkhawk. Silver Surfer.
Mm-hmm.
Ghost Rider, as we said. Frank Castle Ghost Rider.
Yeah, the Cosmic Future Ghost Rider.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, Moon Dragon.
Is there a, what's the guy, Nova? Is one of the Novas
Nova.
In there, too?
Yes, Nova is in the main Nova, right?
So, yeah.
Yeah. Whatever his name is.
Yeah, Gladiator.
Gladiator.
In there. So it's like, yeah, pretty badass team. One of the guys has a mohawk. The other one's a Cosmic Ghost Rider.
There's so many people in here.
There really are.
Is there a Skrull in there?
Oh, maybe.
Looks like it.
Are there nice Skrull?
Yeah, there's a couple
like,
of them.
They're like neutral at least.
Neutral Skrulls. Yeah, that's a Skrull.
Okay.
I think they're just hanging out, though. I don't know if they're part of the team. Maybe. Yeah. Anyways.
Split off, and they're going to go look for the new Thanos.
Yep.
Figure out where Thanos is.
Right.
But, like, if he's just... do you think Thanos just put his, like, consciousness into a regular human body, and then they'll just go kill him super easy because he's not a Titan anymore?
Yeah, I don't think he would have done that, though.
That's true.
He probably downloaded it into, like, I don't know, a Galactus-type body. They're like, download my body to a Celestial.
Yeah, or a badass robot or something.
Yeah, something like that. It's like Ultron. Ultron meets Thanos.
That would be, that's like Donny Cates' favorite thing, too, is mashing up existing, as we've seen with the Ghost Rider.
Frank Castle.
Yeah, Ghost Rider Punisher.
Oh, you know that's what he did. Ew, what if you put something like a Venom, like a symbiote?
Yeah, he has done some Venom stuff.
Yeah.
Thanos. What else would be good with Thanos? Yeah, Thanos Ultron.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's probably what he'll do.
Yeah.
Watch. We probably just figured this whole book out there.
We're going to get the first appearance of Ultron Thanos. Oh, sick. Or evil Thor? Well, if it's dark Thor with Thanos.
Dark Thor
and
Thanos.
Thanos and the dark Thor. And he's got an axe, but his axe is also a gun. What if he got gun axe, dude?
That's fucking awesome.
Cool.
It's going to be flaming, too.
I think we just cracked the Donny Cates formula.
Oh, we totally. I think we did that 7 months ago.
That's true.
We haven't been following that Black Order book. Does he write that too?
Maybe, because they make an appearance in here
also. Yeah, yeah. So they have the Thanos body, right? They capture it in this book.
Yeah, they got to get their boss's body back.
They get their boss's body back, because they got to find whoever's downloading his body
as well.
They got
to give him a good Christian burial also.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what would you do? I bet he smells so bad. He looks like Thanos probably didn't smell good when he was alive.
You don't think he kept himself cleansed?
Nah, that chin, man. There's too many nooks and crannies.
I feel like somebody was like bathing him constantly.
Oh, that's probably true.
He liked a good bath.
He probably had some servants.
Yeah, for sure. I did like the twist at the end. I will say, Well, also because she's like one of my favorite characters. Mm-hmm. Like after the Guardians, like form, I don't know, someone attacks them, right? Like after a little while, oh, the Nova Corps comes.
Yeah,
and says,
they're like, hey, don't you guys do that. Can't do this.
Yeah, whatever they're doing. They're like, aren't they trying to save the world or universe? I don't know. He does the cute twist. Ghost Rider's like, I don't want to join your team. Mm-hmm. I'm not a member of the. And then that's when they like finally give us the title page.
Yeah,
Guardians of the Galaxy. It's very cinematic.
Yeah.
Tony Gates is like, I'm writing that next movie. All right, Tony Gates, calm down. So yeah, the Black Order is like saying they're going to give him that sweet burial.
Yep.
And they're going to find his body. They're going to resurrect him. And then mm-hmm. it turns out that Hela is actually running the Black Order.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that was a pretty good twist.
Which, yeah, it makes sense too.
Yeah. And the cool thing is, you know, Hela's the guardian of hell.
All right.
Then, but they're also saying you can't rip Thanos from death,
yeah,
because he's finally at peace with her.
Yeah, he gets to go be with his lady.
Right. But he's not actually dead.
Oh, that's true.
So I didn't understand that. I was like, this is some poor writing.
Well, like, real Thanos is the dead Thanos, but then, like, the consciousness that's in a new mystery body is, like, clone Thanos, kinda?
Nah. I think that's just some poor writing.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Like, you just like
she
totally
doesn't
forgot.
Know that he's been cloned. But it seems like she would know if she's the boss of hell.
Yeah.
She'd be like, hey, Thanos is here.
Yeah.
And if it didn't show up after he died, she would know that something was up.
I think he just thought that he was making like a really cool line and like did a really cool twist. And then I was like, oh, shit. And yeah. Then the editor totally missed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seemed like a cool twist.
Sacrificing plot continuity
yeah.
for the sake of a cool scene.
Yep.
It's like in Independence Day when Will Smith punches that alien in the middle of the forehead and it completely knocks the alien unconscious. Like, wait a second, that probably just hurt his hand.
Yeah.
Those are some giant aliens.
They're giant aliens, and they were really
bones.
Strong.
Yeah, yeah.
And he had a really big head.
Yeah.
Yeah, with all those tentacles and shit. Oops. Did you read anything else?
Yes, I did. I also read Uncanny X-Men number 1.
Oh, yeah. How
was
that?
It's pretty good, man. It was, I forgot who wrote it, and I don't have it in front of me.
It
Apologies.
Was either Rosenberg or Brisson.
It was Ed Brisson. Yeah.
Okay.
That's, yeah.
Right.
And I'm generally a fan of Ed Brisson stuff. I love his creator-owned stuff, and I like most of his superhero stuff.
Mm-hmm,
and this
mm-hmm.
is pretty good. It's like it starts with funeral for Cyclops, then young Cable comes back. Brings Cyclops back to life using a tiny piece of the Phoenix Force. It's a big, like, super time travel-y version incorporating...
Cyclops is back again?
Yeah, but it's like the X-Face Ultimate Cyclops.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and then they go through looking at all the different versions of the Cyclops and keeping the one version alive, and the one version of Cyclops keeps saying, like, hey, Cable, why are you keeping me alive, man? Like, I'm supposed to be dead. Like, all the other versions of me are dead. But it turns out, like... Sort of Cable, like, sort of in a weird sympathetic way, wants to keep some sort of timeline continuity in the Marvel Universe. So it's a lot of cool time travel jumping around. Yeah, Cable's young for some reason now, which I don't fully understand because I haven't really been following the series.
Okay.
But it ended with the death of the Inhumans and extinction. They, like, sort of. So have you read Death of Inhumans?
I read Death of Inhumans, yeah.
They picked up immediately where that left off.
Okay.
With all the Inhumans dead, Cyclops. And they also say that, like, dying because of the weird Inhumans disease is no way for Cyclops to go. So they want to, like, make sure that. This is what Cable says.
Oh. Okay.
Young Cable, who has two regular skin arms, no metal arm in this one. I don't think so. At least he's wearing long sleeves.
But the Inhumans didn't die from a disease. It was that other Inhuman guy who was killing all of them.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But he made the mist, right? Like the Terrigen mist was killing mutants.
Killing mutants, yeah, right. Not Inhumans, yeah.
Okay. Oh, right, yeah. And Cyclops died from breathing the Terrigen mist.
Yeah. Okay.
And they were like, that's no good way for the leader of the X-Men to go.
Yeah.
That's lame.
That was lame,
keep
yeah.
bringing you back to life, baby.
And are the young X-Men still alive?
Yes, they've restored the young X-Men to their original timeline.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so
thank
that's
God.
All good. And they're just trying to sort of sort out the current X-Men timeline by keeping Cyclops alive. I was a little unclear about what was happening, and I figured it's just because I didn't read Extermination or Extinction or whatever.
Yeah, that was 10 issues long.
Yeah, or Death of the Inhumans.
Why?
But it was cool, man. It looks like it's going to be a cool, like, Cyclops-centered X-Men story.
Yeah.
It's like Cyclops and Cable traveling through time, figuring stuff out.
I like that Death of Inhumans, it was, so that was like 5 issues long, I think. Mm-hmm. And they didn't actually kill any of the good Inhumans.
Right, yeah.
But they killed like, I think he killed like 10,000 Inhumans.
Wow, I didn't
but
even
like
know
there none
were
of
that, many.
That were actually like any consequence.
Yeah,
so like, really, it didn't matter.
Or anything,
yeah,
like, Black Bolt's still alive.
Black Bolt's still alive. Medusa's okay. still alive. Even Triton is still alive.
Yeah, is it the guy with the hooves?
No.
Who's the hooves guy?
Oh my god.
Their machine, their inventor, dude.
Forge.
Yeah, there you go.
Forge is an X-Man.
The inventor X-Man.
Oh my god, why am I blanking on his name? Whatever. He's still alive too. Yeah,
he has one of those like classic one word '90s names.
Yeah.
I was just looking at all the different Stormwatch people today, like a list of all the various members of Stormwatch, and it's like Battalion, Flint, Basharoo,
Basharoo,
Smashus. Like they're all these weird, like cool sounding, like teal lightning bolts of names.
Is one of them named Lightning?
No, surprisingly. I don't think so, at least.
Well, that's too bad.
There was Black Betty also. There was the Machinist. The Metal something. The Architect. The
Ooh,
Doctor.
Gorgon.
Gorgon. There you go. Yeah, that's him. I knew if I stalled with made up Stormwatch names long enough, you'd come up with Gorgon.
Aren't we all proud? It's a mystical name that they took from Greek mythology.
Yeah.
Good job, Stan Lee and Jack Kirby. I just always imagine them like sitting around like the writer's room. Monstrous.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Monstro.
No.
Monstrous.
Ah. Mondilla.
Oh, there actually is. Yeah. One of the Stormwatch members is the Monstrosity. Also.
Is it really?
That's the one I was trying to think of.
Oh, yeah. Oh, names are great. Speaking of terrible things. It turns out that, remember the Red Sonja movie we were talking
Jesus.
About?
Oh, Jesus, yeah, I was just reading about that.
Bryan Singer's still going to direct
isn't
it.
Why he going to jail?
Why isn't he going to jail?
Pedophile stuff?
Yeah, it's really gross.
Oh.
Then they fired him from Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, but he still got nominated for an Oscar for
An
it.
Oscar. That yeah. movie won Best Picture for the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
How? Did somebody get paid off for that?
Yeah.
It also made $800 million. So
that's pretty good.
That's probably really
good for
why.
You. What's the main guy's name? Rami
Malek.
Rami Malek. Good for you, man. Cash in. You're
cash
a great actor.
Cash in. Even
like
he
cool
looked
person.
Surprised when they won. He was like,
yeah.
what?
Well, he knows about movies. He knows that wasn't the best one of the whole year.
Oh, my God. I just don't know how they're making that or giving him a job to make
well,
that
they had,
movie.
Well, there was a quote from the producer, whose name I forget, but he was like, hey, you know, he hasn't been convicted of anything.
Oh, cool.
He's one of those guys. One of those, like,
awesome.
The producer's like one of those due process guys where he's like, I mean, innocent until proven guilty. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, in
or
court,
you could give
that's
a
true.
Woman the job instead.
But,
and
yeah, or maybe just fire the guy who's probably guilty.
Probably like, most likely guilty.
Like, you wouldn't hire, like, O.J. Simpson to, like, babysit your kids or something. You'd be like, well, he was never convicted of double murder. So I guess that means.
It's safe, right?
Yeah, Jesus.
I mean, he's. Still yells at people all the time yeah. and looks real angry, but I mean, the blood wasn't found there, so.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I do, man, and I'm torn because I really do want to see a Red Sonja movie.
Me too.
But maybe we don't need that guy to direct it.
No. So Riverdale, speaking of Archie, they're mm-hmm. spinning off a Katie Keene musical dramedy show.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm,
like
mm-hmm.
they're doing another musical TV show, huh?
Yeah,
interesting.
That's worked, right?
Well, people loved the High School Musical.
That was a TV show.
Oh, I don't know. What was the TV one that was a singing show?
Oh, the My Super Ex Girlfriend.
Was that one also?
That's still on. Yeah, that's a musical show.
Okay, man? What's the one I'm thinking? Glee.
Glee.
That's the one I'm thinking of that everybody
yeah.
liked.
I watched that for a season, and then I was like, "This is boring.
Yeah,
too much singing."
Yeah, that's what it gets me about musicals. Like, I like a movie with a good soundtrack, but I don't need the actors to be singing the soundtrack.
I like a just good musical, but I want to hear, like, original music. I don't want to hear pop music.
Yeah, that was the weird thing about Glee, too, mm-hmm. right? Yeah,
it was,
I'd forgotten
nothing
that.
Was original.
Yeah.
It was all fucking, like, stupid songs that you hear on the
yeah,
pop radio
like,
all the
call
time.
Call Me Maybe, but it's the high school kids singing it.
Oh, no, it's going to be stuck in my head. I fucking hate
it's pretty
that
good.
Song. No, it's not.
I mean, you know.
It's not a pretty good song.
Who decides what is good and what is bad? You know, it's like it's a catchy song.
Well, if it gets stuck in your head as soon as you hear it, I guess
yeah,
it's catchy.
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Okay, so the show will be about the titular fashionista and her friends going to New York City, where they strive to make it. This all has quotes, by the way. When
okay.
To make it on Broadway. On the runway and in the recording studio.
Hell yeah. It's going to be another one of those classic like New York stories. Like, ah, oh, man, we're like poor college students who live in a giant 6-bedroom apartment.
Yep.
The huge, beautiful loft in Manhattan.
We're all white.
Yeah, yeah.
With no, there's going to be one black friend.
Yeah. The guy who works at the store is the only person of color in the whole show.
Yep. He'll be the Indian
He's
one.
An indeterminate accent, and he works at the store.
Yep.
And he's so wise.
He is.
He's always giving the kids life advice.
Oh, yeah. The daughter will be the one.
Mm.
Yeah, she'll be the one, daughter of the storekeeper. She'll have problems. Archie Comics and CECO Riverdale showrunner Roberto Aguilera Sacasa will write the Katie Keene pilot with Riverdale writer Michael Grassi. God, is he just going to write everything?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, my goodness.
We stick with what works, I suppose.
I guess so. The Case Katie Keene TV pilot announcement comes as part of a broader news of CW pilot orders for the Lost Boys reboot,
okay,
an untitled Nancy Drew show,
mm-hmm,
and a Jane Virgin spinoff titled Jane the Novella.
Okay.
Did that show get canceled?
I have no idea what that show even is.
Oh, so the premise of Jane the Virgin,
uh-huh,
is about a girl who's a virgin.
Okay,
and
sure.
And then she gets artificially inseminated on accident.
Oh.
Yeah.
She like slips and lands on an insemination wand while she's in the doctor's office, yeah, getting her foot looked at.
Pretty much, yeah. Okay. So the gynecologist accidentally artificially inseminates her.
You would get fired for that, I think.
Yeah, you would definitely be sued. Yeah.
Well,
I couldn't believe when I heard the premise of that show.
Yeah.
And it's a comedy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I keep seeing previews for that God Friended Me show and thinking that it's like a parody of a commercial for a TV show, like an SNL sketch or like something that would be like in you're watching a movie, and in that movie universe, there's a very popular television show that's something clearly absurd, and it's called God Friended Me. But no, that's a real show.
It's a real show?
Yeah, there's people I think what I gathered from watching the commercials is that it's people who run a social media account for God. And they, I don't know. Yeah, they like give people advice with it or something.
It's really the devil running that show.
Maybe, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's, yeah.
I wonder what they get them to do things.
Yeah.
Wait, is it like a reality show?
No. It's like a scripted.
Oh, okay.
Like a scripted dramedy, I think.
Maybe it should be a reality show.
Yeah. Why not?
Well, I have to go pretty soon.
Oh, there's going to be a Reborn, the Mark Millar miniseries.
Didn't you say it's starting Sandra Bullock?
That's what it says. Sandra Bullock is attached. Mm-hmm, I don't know if she's going to be in it or if she's like a producer or whatever, but yeah, Netflix optioned
Sandra
Reborn.
Sandra Bullock developing. Oh, it's right here.
Developing
Millar and Capullo's Reborn for Netflix.
Sweet. That was a great series, and I would be psyched to watch a TV show.
That would be really cool. I guess she's like so hot off of her Bird Box.
Yeah, it was nice to see her get some stuff.
Yeah.
After that disastrous Jesse James marriage.
Ooh.
That was rough, man.
Yeah, I didn't say she's going to be in it. I think she's a little old to be playing the main character.
Yeah.
Though, I mean, it doesn't really say her age in it, but she looks a lot younger
in
the comic. Did you hear about the people bird boxing for real?
Yeah, somebody in Utah crashed their car, didn't they?
Yeah.
Why?
Why are you blindfolding yourself? You're doing it in boats, too? Just, like, driving a boat blindfolded?
Yeah.
I don't understand people bird boxing.
I'm really glad that it's like all like white teens in Utah doing it.
Yeah.
So that we don't have to hear about it constantly on the news as if it's some sort of huge cultural problem.
Like, yeah, they also live in that same town as Naomi. Nothing ever happens there.
Anyway.
No. When I first heard about it, I was like, are people just putting birds in boxes and asking where to go?
It's a fun game where you cover your eyes while you're driving.
Oh, cool.
Jesus.
What? Oh, all right. Don't forget to come to our show on January 31st.
We're official right now. The episode you're listening to is episode 199.
Ah!
Next one will be episode 200.
Woo-hoo!
The big live record.
Yeah. So come to that. It's Ghost Town Brewing, January 31st, 8 p.m.
Yeah, guests, games, prizes, beer. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, hella guests, like 13 of them.
So many
guests, we don't know how we're going to handle it, but it's going to be fun.
Yeah,
we're going to play Pictionary.
Marathon 4-hour-long episode.
Yeah. We'll see how we handle it. Woohoo! All right, I've been Jessica Balboni.
And I'm Jesse Hitt.
And I'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.